Lord, as Savior, as Christ, as Messiah, as prophet, as priest, and as king, and as God and as man. That's what Epiphany is about. It's revealing to us through Scripture who Jesus is for us and for the world. Today, we look at John chapter 1 and Jesus' encounter with Philip and Nathanael, and Nathanael's expression of faith and the invitations from Jesus and Philip as the Holy Spirit does its work. So, we read from John chapter 1, starting at verse 43. The next day, Jesus decided to go to Galilee. He found Philip and said to him, "Follow me." Now Philip was from Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, "We have found him of whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see." Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him and said of him, "Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom there is no deceit." Nathanael said to him, "How do you know me?" Jesus answered him, "Before Philip called you, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you." Nathanael answered him, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." And Jesus answered him, "Because I said to you, I saw you under the fig tree, do you believe? You'll see greater things than these." And he said to him, "Truly, I say to you that you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." And so that's our gospel for today. It's about an invitation, really, is what this gospel points us to. Invitation of Jesus to Philip, "Follow me." He uses this invitation several times with Peter and James and John and Andrew. And he invites them to follow him. "Follow me," he says. He does it to several people through the Scriptures. "Follow me." The invitation from Jesus is there to follow him, and not to follow him in the sense of just follow him around, you know, like Pied Piper or something like that, and not quite to the extent that we would think in our current electronic following. It's not like that either, because that type of following is more of, I don't know, some of it is gossip, you know, electronic gossip. I follow this person so I can see what they're doing, what they're up to. And sometimes that's good and sometimes that's bad. And I'm not going to launch into a discussion about whether social media is good or bad. That's not the point. The point is, Jesus is inviting Philip to follow him in the sense that he wants Philip to be part of what he's doing, part of what he's going to do. "Follow me, learn from me, do what I do, say what I say, eat what I eat, go where I go, and follow me" is that invitation from Jesus to Philip to be part of what Jesus is up to at that point in history. And that's what he invites Peter and Andrew and James and John and Matthew and all of those others to follow him, to be part of what he is up to, part of the work that's going to go into bringing the kingdom about and presenting the kingdom to the world. That's what the "follow me" is about. And Jesus invites us through the gospel, through the waters of baptism, through the Holy Spirit, through pastors and preachers and teachers, "follow me," he says. He says, "follow me" to you and to me. He says, "follow me." And what he's saying is the same thing. He's saying, "I want you to be part of what I'm doing. I want you to be part of the continued revealing of Christ to the world. I want you to be part of that incredibly important aspect of the Christian life, and that is to be where Jesus is and to be part of what he's doing. Follow me," he says. And a lot of times we hear that call and we say, "Well, I'll follow as long as you're not going to go someplace or ask me to do something that is going to make me uncomfortable. I don't want to follow if I'm going to have to talk to people or to interact with people that I'm not comfortable with. I'm not going to follow you if I have to go to a faraway place or someplace that gets me out of my comfort zone. I'll follow you as long as I can kind of stay where I am and keep doing what I'm doing and just keep being who I'm being. Now that sounds kind of ridiculous, but that's how we respond. You know, even the church at large responds that way sometimes when we see a need in the community around us, and Jesus is saying, follow me into the community, follow me into this area where you are going to be the minority, follow me where you are going to be uncomfortable, follow me into this place because this place needs me. This place needs Jesus. And so he invites us to follow him into arenas where there are a lot of homeless with challenges and problems and addictions. And follow me, he says, into communities where people's perception of reality may not be what ours is. And follow me into places that are could be hostile to Christianity, into the universities and into the schools and into other places that sometimes are hostile to God. Follow me, Jesus says, and into these places where you're going to encounter challenges. And a lot of times, like I said, we sort of go, I don't know, Jesus, I'm not quite ready to follow you into that. But he calls nonetheless. And through the work of the Holy Spirit, he calls us. And as we say in our catechism, he calls us, gathers us, enlightens us, and sanctifies us. It's the work of the Holy Spirit that's gonna do the work. It's not up to us necessarily. We are participants in it, but it is the work of the Holy Spirit that's going to accomplish what Jesus is calling us to do. That's going to accomplish the work that brings about his kingdom in places where his kingdom is maybe not the most welcome. So Jesus invites Philip to follow him. And Philip, in turn, then is excited enough about the prospect of following Jesus that he goes to Nathanael and he says, hey, Nathanael, we found him, the Messiah, the one that Moses wrote about in the law and the prophets wrote about and spoke about. This is Jesus of Nazareth. He's the son of Joseph. You know who he is. He's an all right guy. And Nathanael's response is, I don't know about Nazareth, because, well, Nazareth isn't one of the holy cities. Bethlehem, yeah. Jerusalem, yeah. Not Nazareth. And Nazareth really, it doesn't have a lot to offer. So how is it that this person that Moses wrote about and the prophets wrote about is coming out of Nazareth? And then Philip responds, come and see. Don't take my word for it, because obviously you're questioning it, and that's okay. Come and see. Come and see what this Jesus is all about. Come and see for yourself. Meet him for yourself. And then you get to make that decision. Then you can say, I'll follow him or not. But you gotta come and see. At least come and see. And that's, again, that's an invitation that Jesus makes for us. And that we in turn could make for others. Come and see. Come and see what this church stuff is all about. Don't take my word for it. Come and see. Come and see what Christ has done for you. Don't take popular culture's word for it. Come and see for yourself. Come and see what church is all about. Don't take the television's aspect of it or what your past has told you about it. Come and see for yourself what church is all about. That's the invitation. It's not, you know, let's go to church, or you need to go to church, or you should go to church. It's come and see what it's all about. Come and see what it's about for you. And then make your decision. Then see what the Lord has in store. But at least come and see. Even if you don't think anything good can come from it, like, can anything good come from Nazareth? Well, even if it doesn't rank high on your list of places you need to go visit, at least come and see. You owe that to yourself, maybe. At least come and see. Come and see what it's all about. And then decide what you're going to do. And so Nathaniel, I don't know if he's just patronizing Philip or if he genuinely is interested in what he has to say, but he does. He comes to see. And before he sees, Jesus sees him. Jesus sees him and he says, hey, that's, he's a real mensch, if you're into, you know, the Yiddish term mensch. He's a real mensch, this Nathaniel. He's a true Israelite. He's an honest guy. He's upright. He has dignity. You know, he's a real mensch. And so Nathaniel runs into Jesus as they're meeting sort of head to head, and he says, yay, you know, you're an Israelite that is really true, you know, is true to who you are. And Nathaniel's response, again, a little skeptical, how do you know me? You know, what do you know about me? You've never met me before. And then Jesus pronounces that he's seen Nathaniel under the fig tree studying the scriptures. And so then Nathaniel then makes the pronouncement of, oh my gosh, yeah, you're the Son of God. You're the King of Israel. You're the Messiah. You're the Christ. So then it's come and see, Nathaniel. And as Nathaniel comes to see, we always say this, it's not Nathaniel sort of weighing what he's read against what Jesus has just said. It's bigger than that. It's the Holy Spirit in Nathaniel. Through the word that he's read and heard, now he says the Holy Spirit makes this connection. Yes, Jesus is the one. It's the Holy Spirit that makes that connection. It's not Nathaniel's intellectual assent, but the Holy Spirit that connects to Jesus as Jesus speaks to Nathaniel. Again, it's the same for us. Come and see. And it's the Holy Spirit that's going to do that work, that's going to make that connection. It's not some way we're going to, you know, winsomely win someone to Christ or something like that. It's not us. And it's not even the music or the church or any of that. It's the Holy Spirit that makes that connection for somebody. Even if they've never heard it before, the Holy Spirit can still make that connection. And it may be better if for those who have never heard it before that the Holy Spirit can make that connection. Because sometimes if we've heard it before, we get all of these roadblocks set up and these shields and guards put up that, oh, I don't want to hear it. But sometimes the Holy Spirit is the one who breaks through. So the invitation for us to others is to come and see. Come and see what this Jesus is all about for you. Because for Nathaniel, that Holy Spirit allowed his eyes to truly see who Jesus is. And then Jesus promised, and this is sort of the, just push it one step further. Jesus promises that now that your eyes are open, now that your eyes can see, the Spirit can see and make that connection for you, you're going to see things that you would never believe. You're going to see things even greater than what you think you're already seeing. You're going to see the heavens opened. You're going to see God doing stuff. You're going to see the angels and descending and ascending, and you're going to see this activity. So when you follow me with eyes that see, you will see God up to stuff that you've never seen before. And again, that's for us today. When Jesus invites us to follow him and the Holy Spirit says, come and see, we will see things and God at work in ways we never have before. And we will see God reaching people and places that we would never believe he could reach. It may take a while. It may take years. But God will fulfill his promise that he will do what he's going to do and that he will fulfill all of the things that he promised to do. He will do it. And we get to come and see. And we get to invite others to come and see. So there's the challenge for us this week. I'll leave it to you for the challenge. We get to invite people to follow us, to come and see what Jesus is all about. And that may mean a direct invitation to come to church with us and then they can see for themselves what this is all about. It may be an invitation, of course, because we are in the way we are, that it's a virtual invitation to come and see this guy's sermons, or to come and see this worship music, or to come and see this teaching, or something. There's an invitation that's out there. And maybe it's not even to church. Maybe it's just, come and see. Let's sit down and talk. Come and see. Let's see what God is up to in your life. Come and see what God is doing around us that maybe we didn't even imagine. Come and see what the Lord can do for you. Come and see. You just don't know. So put that invitation out there. Let the Holy Spirit do what He's going to do. Invite. Follow me. Invite someone. Come and see. And see what the Lord has for you and for them and for the world. In Jesus' name, amen.